stuff, you know, Barnes is bound to have, you know. See, I didn't live on the plantation. See, I lived in Hideout. But I'd go down there and know all about it. And,
what is the plantation then?
What is it now? Not too much. It's changed hands, and part of it's been sold, and another part's been sold. But there is a woman there. Oh, what is her name? Well, I couldn't tell you now on a bit. Very nice woman, and she lives there in this little white brick house that has a marker. And this cousin of mine in Edinburgh was born in that house. Oh, the name will come to me. And she lives there. And I think if you go to her and mention my name, that she would be, you know, very, very nice.
She could tell me that.
I never did live there. And they haven't owned it too many years. Her husband was killed in Mexico, and she'd been a widow for quite a while. I think her name is Nick.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll look into that.
Mm-hmm.
In some houses, like in the picture you showed me, the house that your father and your aunt lived in, they were married, in Brownsville, it seemed a large house. Did it have more than one room like this type of room?
You mean a great big home down there? Oh, that was enormous. That was like these great big southern homes that you'd see in the South. It had a huge hall that went with this beautiful, well, I have pictures of it. This walnut stairway that went straight up. There had no curves in it. Downstairs in this hall that was on the right was a double parlor, sliding doors, and it was each room was as big as this, but they used half of it for a parlor, we'll say, and the other half for a bedroom, and then they added a bathroom downstairs. And then the dining room is off this way, and another hall, a kitchen. And upstairs there were all these bedrooms.
Is there a difference in a parlor and a...
That's the old-fashioned, my grandmother called parlors, and then we call these living rooms.
Well,
you know, I'll tell you what, the parlor, you only went into it once or twice a year, or when you had some big occasion, or you had a special guest, it's closed off. And I guess they had maybe a little sitting room or a sewing room. And you see, we don't have that. We just have one big room where we do anything. And of course now, people have a very attractive living room, and then they have a library or a den. So it amounts to the same thing, see? A library or a den. And this had an iron railing around it. Well, that house down there did too.
What did you call that kind of iron railing around the house? Just the railing?
It's an iron railing, mm-hmm.
But you said it replaced something. It was there before that.
That had what?
Before the iron railing was there, what was there?
Oh, we had a picket fence. You know, you see them about this high, you paint them. They're usually made out of pine, pickets. And that's what that house had down there, the picture that I have there now. That's the original picket fence.
Now, were those pickets nails to...
Yeah.
What?
Well, it was a board this deep and this wide, all along here and all along there, and they were nailed to posts. Sometimes they were mesquite posts or lumber posts, you know. And these, and then they had a straight board ran all across that and all across. Then they put these nailing up there and then nailing down here, close together.
Well, did the pickets always have ports on them?